Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report. Bloomberg is off today. In its place, we are bringing you a portion of our Odyssey Conversation special, Artificial Revolution. Is the future art automation? The healthcare industry has embraced AI in an experience KCBS's Brett Burkhardt says has life imitating science fiction.
Life is imitating art at Stanford Healthcare. Star Trek predicted it decades ago with a medical scanner for their science fiction doctors.
Star Trek, part of the feature was the technology. We're really excited when the technology blends in the background.
Congestion in both lungs.
An important aspect of artificial intelligence in the medical field.
When I learned, we started with a pencil and paper.
Dr. Christopher Sharp is the Chief Medical Information Officer for Digital Solutions at Stanford Healthcare.
Basically trying to make sure that healthcare technology works for our clinicians in the care of their patients.
He remembers a time when the best doctors were known for a key skill.
How much can you memorize? That's what you need to know. That's the most important thing, is which doctor is the smartest is the doctor that remembers the most of the textbook.
But that carried a big burden.
Because that was all written in paper, it was never seen again. It was just locked up. And it was impossible to really learn from that.
And now?
The textbook is infinite. It's absolutely impossible to understand and absorb all this knowledge. So AI provides an opportunity to be able to surface that knowledge where it makes sense, you know, for doctors.
Dr. Sharp says AI removes a barrier in the patient's hospital room in a way in which you may be able to relate.
If your doctor's turned with their back to you while they're typing in the computer, to make sure that they got all the information, you're not going to be happy as a patient. That interaction is not very rich. It doesn't engender trust and really deep understanding.
But AI is allowing doctors to remove that keyboard that has been a barrier to your care.
The doctor now can be looking the patient right in the eye as they're talking about very complex care, knowing that behind them, there's this tool capturing all the important parts and bringing those back into the data set later that is important.
Therein lies the difference between art being front and center in shows like Star Trek and life in this new world of AI in the background.
Because it shows that actually technology can make the human interaction more possible instead of technology that gets in between the human interaction.
Lie on your back.
The promise of better care using AI is not limited to the interactions between you and your doctor.
And we'll start with some range of motion.
It's quickly showing promise in patient imaging.
A radiologist could see certain things on the X-ray highly reliably, but artificial intelligence might have its own way of looking at the X-ray. When you bring the two together, it helps to decrease that miss rate.
And Dr. Sharp is hopeful it will soon help diagnose and treat patients who have symptoms you can't find through a simple blood test.
Could this help us to identify patients who have depression, but they're not telling you?
And while hospital systems like Stanford Healthcare are carefully moving forward with AI technology as just one tool in the toolbox, they are equally exploring guardrails to keep patients safe.
I'm not going to take your data and put it into ChatGPT because I don't know who's going to look at that, right? And if I name you and put down your diagnoses and say, hey, ChatGPT, what do you think? I'm completely exposing your data in a way that is absolutely not okay.
It's the reason why Stanford Healthcare is using its renowned group of health technology experts to build the next generation of care through AI to sidestep the human condition.
All of us tire. All of us miss things from time to time as humans. Being able to bring that extra support into that complex diagnostic decision-making by a machine that never gets tired, never calls in sick, you know, and is always there to kind of back you up, that's something that we think is going to be incredibly powerful.
So while Hollywood may be able to predict outlines of the future, Dr. Sharp will only venture to guess one thing.
I think that none of us know where it's going to be in 10 years, but we know for sure it will be in probably everything we do.
Brett Burkhardt, KCBS.
Interesting stuff there. You can hear our entire Odyssey conversation special, Artificial Revolution, Is the Future Automation, on kcbsradio.com and also on the Odyssey app.